This week, Will Steger left on a journey to see for himself the impact that global warming is having on Inuit culture. He left on a four-month dog sled expedition across Baffin Island, a large island in the northernmost reaches of Canada near the Arctic Circle. His team includes three Inuit hunters and a dog musher. Mr. Steger, could you describe to us where you are right now?
We're at Iqaluit, which is the capital of Nunavut on Baffin Island. It's a town of about 6,000 people.
And did you see anything around you that suggests signs of global warming to your mind?
The temperature outside today is 28 degrees above zero. Whereas normally, it's 30 or 40 below zero. And we've had unseasonably warm weather here since the week that we've been here. So it's just really been a very strange winter up here. And it's been warm pretty much all winter, according to the local people up here.
Mm-hmm. What's the terrain like there?
We're looking out towards the sea ice and then land out in the distance. It's really quite beautiful on a clear day here. It's very windy at times, but right open. No trees, of course. The nearest tree from here is about 1,000 miles away. A very typical Arctic terrain.
You're calling this expedition Global Warming 101. Why is that?
You know, it is about documenting the changes of global warming. In particular, we want to put a cultural face on global warming. I think the majority of the people are really confused by the science, but if you can hear the human stories of that people that are really being touched in a dramatic way here by global warming, it really touches people in a moral, more of an ethical way.
Do you have any idea what you expect to see along this four-month journey?
Well, we're going to be traveling to four very traditional villages, and I know we'll get some great stories from the elders, since they have a reference through their traditional knowledge of about 1,000 years of weather. So for them, everything's changing. The wind direction's changing, the currents, the seasons are coming earlier. And then along the way, there's a lot of open water. We heard areas that are never open are now, we heard this winter, wide open. So it's going to be a pretty tough trip traveling, I think. But I think we'll still be able to make the 1,200 miles.
So the Arctic is registering some of these effects before other areas of the planet might?
Baffin Island, where we're traveling on, is really ground zero of global warming. It's one of the fastest changing places on the earth right now, and since there's a real solid traditional culture here, that culture is also changing. So that's a very good indicator of what's happening.
How is the culture being affected?
They rely on 80% of their food from hunting, and with the reduction of the hunting season because of the loss of ice, most of their hunting season is reduced now by about 40 to 50%. So they're just not able to obtain foods that they normally would get. They do have some stores where they can buy food, although it's not a real economy like we have, so it's really a hardship on people. But it's a loss of a culture, a culture that's used to traveling by dogs, living in igloos. All this is just literally melting away.
Mm. Well, Mr. Steger, good luck.
Good. Thank you for the interview.
Will Steger's leading a four-month expedition through Baffin Island, Nunavut, Canada, called Global Warming 101, and you can find a link to his website on our website, npr.org.